During his inaugural address on Thursday, Governor Chris Sununu talked up the state's booming economy and the business tax cuts that he says are attracting companies to the state, that a light touch by his government is spurring growth and benefiting workers. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, there's another important tool being used to court companies to the state that you'll likely never hear mentioned in a political speech.
For many in New Hampshire, corporate subsidies are a taboo topic. The state historically doesn't offer them and wouldn't even consider them for Amazon when it was looking for its new headquarters. Here's Governor Sununu speaking about it last year.
We don't play in the game of giving massive tax gimmicks and tax breaks and all that. Other states have to do that because they have to, because they have massive taxes. We've had the best tax breaks in this country for the last 200 years.
No income tax, no broad-based sales tax. This is the New Hampshire advantage. Amazon was looking for more in a partner, though. It wanted corporate subsidies, and it got them, from Virginia and New York. In recent months, though, New Hampshire has landed three other corporate expansions, each worthy of a little horn tooting.
Also, I'm hoping that you saw in the news yesterday that BAE is coming to Manchester.
Yeah. That's Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig talking up BAE Systems, one of the world's largest defense contractors. It's creating somewhere between 400 and 800 new positions in a giant office park near the airport. It's the type of announcement any politician would love to make. But BAE's decision wasn't solely based on New Hampshire's tax climate. Also included in the state's pitch to BAE was an incentives package valued at just under $15 million. Just don't call it a corporate subsidy.
Yeah, I would not call it a subsidy. I would call it an innovative package that addresses BAE's needs for the future and just shows that New Hampshire knows how to get creative without giving away large subsidies.
This is James Key Wallace. He's head of the New Hampshire Business Finance Authority, an organization that puts together innovative packages to encourage job creation in the state. The deal is a bit complicated, some may say innovative, but the upshot is the Business Finance Authority will buy the building in Manchester, and then BAE will pay to lease it for 10 years. BAE can then purchase the building from the Finance Authority. In the end, the arrangement saves the company about $12 million. It's all been approved by the state.
Since we're not giving anything away, the actual cost to any taxpayers is zero.
That's true at the state level. But the city of Manchester is also involved here. The Board of Aldermen approved a property tax savings proposal with BAE that's worth another $2 million. That's money the city won't see, can't spend on schools or roads. Two other recent expansions that got mentions during Sununu's inaugural speech follow similar playbooks. Hitchner in Milford is going to build a new plant in its hometown, and Lonza, a pharmaceutical giant, is going to expand its facility at Pease. All in, those two companies say they'll add more than 1,000 jobs. Sununu didn't mention it, but the companies benefit from financial incentive packages valued at more than $12 million, as well as the promise of fast-tracked building permits. So, what's the problem here?
I'm disappointed to see New Hampshire going down the path where we're offering special deals to specific large businesses rather than focusing on making our overall economic climate better for all businesses.
This is Drew Klein, director of the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, a free market think tank. In these deals, Klein sees a muddying of the waters. When you introduce incentives, companies are no longer competing based purely on their products or their ideas or their talent. It's also suddenly about your lawyers and lobbyists.
Big businesses like to play the game where they get to be insiders and they get cozy with the government and they rig the system in their favor. New Hampshire has avoided doing that to a large degree. If we go down the path of having the government favor big businesses over smaller competitors, that has the potential to really harm our economy in the long run.
Exhibit A, the incentives deal that Klein finds hardest to swallow, was the legislature's passage last year of a tax break for companies in the business of growing human organs. The Manchester-based group Army, led by Dean Kamen, pressed for it with the promise of a new industry taking root here. Klein says it's not Army's fault, or BAE's, or Hitchner's, or Lonza's, for pursuing these deals. Any company would. Taylor Caswell is the Commissioner of Business and Economic Affairs. His office helped put together these deals, deals he would characterize as modest, comically quaint compared to what other states offer. But he says they're ultimately necessary.
It helps in a number of ways. It helps us show that we have something competitive to put on the table with other states. It shows that there's a willingness from the state to have some skin in the deal.
For Caswell, these are investments that pay off in jobs and economic growth. They don't meet the definition of corporate subsidy. They just hopefully produce a similar result. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.